Blessings and welcome to the Path to Freedom, this beautiful path that we get to walk, where we get to set ourselves free to to soar, to shine, to glow, where we get to set ourselves free to forever allow for the next and the next and the next and the next great and grand version of who and what we are, where we get to set ourselves free to allow for a spirit, for God, to this benevolent loving presence, whatever we feel comfortable calling it, to know more of itself, to be more of itself, to reveal more of itself. Because it is in us and through us, in us and through all of creation, that spirit gets to do this. If it wasn't for creation, spirit would be nothing, expressing nothing. Spirit will still be, because spirit is formless, but this expression of spirit would not be what it is if it wasn't for creation, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for me. So there is a, as we're walking along this path, there is absolutely a spiritual dimension to it, and there is absolutely a human dimension to it. And today we're actually exploring the human dimension of it. Before we go into the topic, before we go into any of that, I just want to say that I'm happy that you're here. I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for choosing to tune in, for choosing to join me, as always. My name is Daniel Ruquillo, and I said it before, but I'll say it again. Welcome. Welcome. So the topic for today is, unless we change, nothing is ever going to change. So this is obviously the second principle of transformation. The first principle of transformation is, if we want anything to change, we need to change. The third principle of transformation is, when we begin to change, everything begins to change. But today we're exploring the second principle, which is, unless we change, nothing is ever going to change. And what does this mean? As we're moving along this path, we will be called to grow, to unfold forever, to allow forever greater and grander expressions of who and what we are to emerge. There's always that, as someone once said, we're always at the bottom of our next level. There's always that next dimension of who and what we are, that next expression of who and what we are that is seeking to be revealed. Spirit being limitless, boundless, infinite, eternal, it means that it has no ending. There is no beginning, there is no end to spirit. So there's always an eternal evolution happening, an eternal unfolding happening in all of creation, you know, that whole evolutionary impulse that has been going on for years and years and years. I was going to say years and years and years, but I mean, since before the beginning of time, right? And we are participating in that. And as we're walking along this path, we're consciously and actively participating in that unfolding, in that evolution of who and what we are. Now, for the planet realm and the animal kingdom, they do not necessarily get to consciously and actively participate in the evolution of their species or of themselves as individuals. But they are more or less confined to the very slow evolution. No judgment, but it's still slow, you know, that happens over billions of years, the evolution of species. But us humans, having been given the beautiful faculty of an independent mind, the ability to make any choice we want to make, the ability to turn our attention in whichever direction we want to turn our attention, we get to consciously participate. We're not bound by what any other human is doing. We're not limited by the evolution of the human species. But we get to consciously, I mean, one individual can evolve while everyone else is not necessarily evolving. So as we're moving along this path, and as we're being given guidance and realizations and insights as to how to move forward, what the next iteration is, we absolutely need to change for these realizations to come into being, for these next iterations to come forth, to well up. We absolutely need to change. If we want anything to change, we need to change. And this topic came into being because I'm in a space where I'm moving toward something. I'm moving toward something. And I don't know if you know it, but me and my family just recently moved. And making this move, I now find myself, which was beautiful because I got to release some of the things that weren't serving me, that sort of belonged to the old place we lived in. So making this move, which now allows me to sort of reinvent myself, reinvent my life, I found myself moving or being pulled back into the same old patterns and habits that I used to experience, that I used to abide by, which are not in alignment. None of these are in alignment with my intention, and the predominant intention for me right now is for me to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life. I mean, there's always for me to wake up to what I am. There's always for me to be a humble servant, an instrument of spirit. There's always for me to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of myself. These are like a given. These are always there. But these last 6 months, I've sort of made a priority to this fourth one, for me to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life, because my life has been so intense. I have been working so much these last number of years. And I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want my life to be about that. And so I set the intention for me to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life. And so making this move, which is absolutely in alignment with that intention, I found myself being pulled back into old thought forms, such as, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. Such as, I need to spend every waking hour working in or working on something, doing something that moves me forward. None of these are in alignment with this intention for me to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life. And I was beginning to revisit and re-experience the stress that I used to experience, the pressure. I have felt for a long, long time that my life is like a marathon. Or not one marathon, a series of marathons. I just keep running and running and running. And once I get to one point where I would have hoped, where I would have wished to have a breathing space, to you know, take a pause, the next marathon had already begun. So it was an endless, you know, running. Coming here to this place, I came here with the intention to stop running, to stop stuffing my days with activities and meetings and things to do, tasks, and all of that, and to enjoy much more free time so that I could really begin to enjoy life, and also so that I could begin to release and let go of things that didn't necessarily bring me joy, because I absolutely want my life to be about what I want it to be about. I want inspiration to lead. I not only want it, it's my intention to have inspiration to lead, joy to lead. Like Joseph Campbell, I believe he was, said, follow your bliss. And I used to have a beautiful teacher who used to say that we absolutely want to do only what we want to do in our lives. And not saying that there are things that we perhaps don't want to do, but we want to focus our attention on what it is that we want to do and do more of that. And eventually, the things that we don't want to do, they begin to dissolve in some way, shape, or form. But as I said, coming back to my story, to my sharing, so I find myself here in this new, beautiful space, absolutely beautiful, sacred, very holy, very healing space, and I found myself being pulled back into old habits. And so I woke up yesterday morning becoming aware of that. It took me a number of days to become aware of that, I was being pulled back into old habits. So I woke up and I began to make new choices. I began to release things that I were beginning to pick up again. I made choices to let go of, to stop doing things that I had begun doing again that do not belong to this new life. And this is where the rub is. So immediately the mind jumps in and says, oh, you got to do this and you got to do that. And what if you don't do this? How's this going to turn out? How is that going to turn out? You need to stay on top of things. You need to be in control. You need to not manipulate, but you need to make sure that things unfold the way you want them to unfold. But this is not our job. And the thing is, unless we break free from old habits, unless we begin to choose differently, unless we begin to move in a new direction, nothing is ever going to change. So the turbulence that I'm experiencing now, which is quite intense, it is fully normal and it is fully needed, as the ego is now being blinded and it is doing everything that it can to win me back over, or to convince me or scare me to go back to where I used to be. There's a lot of turbulence and there's a lot of questions. What if I don't stuff my days with activities? What if I don't fill my calendar with meetings and clients and all of that? How's my life gonna unfold? And how's the money gonna flow in? If I'm not making myself available for billable hours, how's the money gonna flow in? And this is obviously not for us to concern ourselves with, because we are working with a benevolent, loving presence that absolutely knows everything. We are working with and in a field of infinite possibilities where every single possibility already exists. So the possibility where I, in this case, where I live this simple, peaceful, and quiet life, beautiful circulation, in beautiful harmony, in beautiful abundance, beautiful wholeness, beautiful peace, that iteration, that expression, that possibility already exists. Now, it is not up to me to figure out how to make it happen, how to make it unfold, but it is up to me to make myself available to it. It is up to me, it is up to us to choose it, to say yes to it. If we want to move in a particular direction, we need to move in that direction. If we're going from, let's say, Los Angeles to San Francisco, we need to actually move in the direction of San Francisco. If we move in the direction of New York or Chicago or Hawaii, we're not going to end up in San Francisco. It is that simple. Like an Olympic athlete, let's say a pole jumper. I'm from Sweden and we just happen to have currently the world's greatest pole jumper. If he, during his practice, or any great athlete like Michael Phelps or Michael Jordan or anyone, if this professional athlete, let's say that, well, let's go with the pole jumper. If this individual began to start practicing pole jumping and began practicing, I don't know, 100 meters or running marathons, he would not become an expert at pole jumping. So we need to say yes to what we're moving towards. We need to say yes to what it is that we wish to experience. And we need to make conscious choices that are in alignment with that. And yes, turbulence will strike. Fear may very well strike. Worry, anxiety, all of these things, restlessness, all of these things, because we need to change. And it is messy to change. It is difficult to change. And the greater the change, the more difficult it is, right? Let's have a moment of resetting. Let's have a moment of coming back to the knownness of this moment. Let's have a moment of taking a couple of deep and conscious breaths, putting a smile on our face, so to give the body the signal that all is well. Breathing in. And breathing out. Another deep breath in. And breathing out. And please repeat after me. I'm living and moving in a field of infinite possibilities. Everything I need is within me. This benevolent, loving presence is guiding every step of the way. And so we need to begin to change. We need to, on a regular basis, begin to ask ourselves, this choice that I just made, these choices that I'm about to make, are they in alignment with the good that I wish to experience? What am I saying yes to by making these choices? Because every single choice that we make has a yes in it, has a no in it. If we want to experience more peace in life, watching the news that are blasting all the negativity, everything to be afraid of, everything to be worried about, is not necessarily a choice that is in alignment with peace. So by watching the news, if the news affects us in that way, if the news pulls us down into lower vibrations, if the news instills fear and worry and doubt within our minds, within our beings, then by watching the news, we're actually saying no to peace. So we need to be very mindful of the choices that we're making. This choice that I'm about to make, these choices that I just made, are they in alignment with the good that I wish to experience? Am I saying yes to peace or to love or to harmony or to wholeness? By giving in to fear, what am I saying yes to? What am I saying no to? By giving in to worry and doubt, in which direction am I moving? Because we're all free to make whatever choice we want to make. We're all free to move in whichever direction we want to move. But we need to choose it. We need to choose it. We need to choose it. No one else is going to choose it for us. So if I want to experience this simple, peaceful, and quiet life, I need to begin to say yes to that. I need to begin to make choices that are in alignment with that. Moving back into doingness, moving back into stuffing my days, filling my calendar, that's not in alignment with that. And unless I move in the direction, I mean, the sacred laws are always working with us in the sense that they are always guiding and leading and moving us in the direction that we're moving. They don't care which direction we're moving in. They have no opinions about whether or not we're moving in the direction of something that we wish to experience or something that we don't wish to experience. All they say, all they correspond to, all they reflect back is what we're moving toward. Whatever we hold active in our consciousness, whatever we are vibrationally in our feeling tone, in vibration, habitually, right? So we need to. We cannot sit around and wait for someone else to come and save us. We cannot sit around and wait for someone else to make the changes for us. If we want anything to change, we need to change. We need to change something. It doesn't have to be a big thing initially. We can start changing just something small. If we're smoking, perhaps instead of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, or 3 or 4, we could perhaps smoke, let's say that we're smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day, we may perhaps begin to smoke 3.5 packs and gradually begin to change. Because when we begin to change, and this is the third principle, when we begin to change, everything begins to change. If we're driving down the highway, and let's say that we're going from LA to San Francisco, but halfway there, we decide to get off the highway and begin to move in a slightly different direction. Now everything begins to change because we're no longer moving in the same direction. So the trajectory of our lives has now been shifted by just making a small change. And as we sustain that and as we grow into the new that has been allowed to emerge by us making that small shift, that small change, that's small choice, everything begins to change and new things will begin to change. Because now our momentum is being moved in a new direction. So we will be inspired and called to make new changes. So it is not about this big choices. Yes, we will be called to make big choices, massive choices. We will be called to take a massive action. But it doesn't have to begin there. Just making a small course correction. Many small corrections ultimately wind up being a big course correction. But we can do it incrementally. But we need to do it. That's the whole point of this. We need to do it. We need to change. Unless we change, nothing is ever going to change. So we need to change no matter how uncomfortable it is. No matter how turbulent it is, we need to change something. So let's take a couple of deep conscious breaths again, resetting our minds, reclaiming our minds, coming back to the nowness of this moment. Once again, putting a smile on our face, breathing in. And breathing out. Another deep breath in. And again, breathing out. And please repeat after me. I have been given everything I need to change. I have been given everything I need to transform my life. All the strength, all the courage, all the power, all the everything, it is here, it is now, it is inherent within me. The trajectory of my life has now shifted. So the invitation for us is to become aware of what are we moving towards. Are we moving toward what it is that we wish to experience? Or are we moving toward what it is that we don't wish to experience? And the choices that, or actually the questions that we can ask ourselves is, these choices that I just made, this choice that I'm about to make, what is it in alignment with? Is it in alignment with what I wish to experience? Is it in alignment with what I don't wish to experience? What is it that I'm saying yes to? What is it that I'm saying no to? And how can I make choices? Which choices can I make that are in more alignment with the good that I wish to experience? In greater alignment with the direction in which I want to go. In asking these on a regular basis, it'll assist us to be very conscious and very active participants in our own lives. So thank you so much for tuning in, for participating. Until we meet again in the next session, the next time, I absolutely, as always, bless our ways, and I bless our days in the full knowing, and please feel free to repeat after me, in the full knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. With much love and many blessings. Namaste.